Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Okay, the true crime genre, it's had a chokehold on us for over a decade, be it in the form of movies or TV shows or, of course, podcasts. Serial is the podcast many regard as responsible for the wave of true crime productions that have shocked, entertained and enthralled us over the years. Well, this week, there was an update on the murder case that very series I'm talking about is based on. The protagonist, Adnan Syed, he walked free after evidence relating to a new suspect came to light. Free eventually, that is. So here to tell us more about this update and talk to us about the phenomenon that is the true crime podcast thingamabob is self-professed true crime nut and food writer Ali Dunworth. You're a self-confessed nut, are you, for true crime? What is it? It's 80% is women.
Yeah, it's, well, for me, it's the podcasts that I love. I mean, you know, it's no, true crime is not new like in all other genres, but I think the podcast thing is in the last like decade, it's really like been huge and grown, and that's sort of when I've gotten into it. So,
well, then tell us about this one, Serial, because I did listen to, how many programs was that? Because whatever it was, I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, well, Serial goes back now to like 2014.
Oh,
so
God,
it was
long.
Sort of the yeah. beginning of this boom. Now, I didn't listen to it straight away then. I got into these in about 2018. But it was the first one that was a very particular style of podcast. It was from a producer from This American Life, Sarah Koenig. And yeah. it was a particular style of storytelling. She didn't know what the end of the podcast was going to be at the beginning. So it was week by week. So people were tuning in every week. And it kind of covered the case of a murder of Heyman Lee in 1999. So it was a few years old when she did it. It was like a 15-year-old case. And it was discussing whether Adnan Syed, I suppose, she felt that the story didn't match up and maybe he shouldn't have been convicted on the basis of the evidence that was there. So I think most people would have listened to it.
Yeah, well, an awful lot of people did. It was absolutely huge. And there's been two more since, hasn't there, in the
yeah.
Serial.
And I think even when people say they're not into true crime, if you say, kind of, have you listened to Serial? Yeah. Or have you watched Making a Murderer? Yeah. Like, there's so many different, I suppose, versions of it.
Yeah, but an awful lot of people trailed off then after a while because there's so many out there.
Yeah, but for me, it was like...
You went the opposite direction.
It was the gateway. And I actually got into it through food because Sophie White, who has a brilliant podcast called The Creep Dive, she's a food writer. And then she has an Irish podcast called The Creep Dive. And they discuss, like, they used to do a lot of true crime murders at the beginning, but they've been doing it for years. And now they go into the weird world of the internet more. But she told me about West Cork,
yeah,
which was the first one that I listened to. Have you listened to that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole
so
thing.
Again, everyone's listened to. I said to you, do you listen to true crime?
I don't,
you were like, no.
I don't. there's three. My God, I did. So hold on. I listened to all of Serial. I watched Making a Murderer, and I've listened to West Cork as well. Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's all I've ever listened to. In terms
yeah,
of
but
true
West
crime,
Cork.
I think
if you haven't listened to it, everyone in Ireland sort of knows what it's about. And that was the murder of Sophie Tosca Duplantier. But that was a really well produced series as well, and it was by two BBC journalists that came to West Cork. And it was a fascinating listen because you saw West Cork through their eyes and you saw, we all know kind of how rural it is, but I don't think we recall how rural it was in 1996 when it happened. Yeah. And, you know, I was, I suppose, old teenager then, and I remember the story, but this goes right into the detail. And it's really a character study on the prime suspect, Ian Bailey. And I think that's what a lot of people got obsessed about. But what Serial did and what West Cork did was it got us all talking. So they both were left kind of open-ended. It wasn't like there's no guilty verdict. There's no like definitive ending to either story. So it breaks off into WhatsApp groups, talks in the pub, discussions. You can go really deep into it on Reddit if you want to. There's like armchair sleuths, armchair detectives that will research, certainly for Serial, people track down records and, you know.
But they wouldn't want to be major conclusions, would they? Because the makers of podcasts aren't bound by any kind of legal principles or statutes or anything. They can often like come to conclusions of, point the finger at people that, you know, in a way that they mightn't be able to be sustained, say, in a criminal case in court.
And that's some people's problem with it is like, are we the judge and the jury? Who are they to be investigating? Most of them are journalists. But that's also the appeal of it, because you feel like you could be doing it. You feel like, oh, if I had a cold case or I wanted to solve a murder, you feel like you could be that person following it. So it is like, it feels more approachable.
And also, you can empathise without necessarily experiencing the kind of trauma yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, there's different levels of them. I mean, we're talking here about the sort of very kind of highly produced very well investigated, but there's definitely other ones that people would have a problem with that maybe don't. There's always a problem of, is there too much focus on the murderer and not on the victim, and do we glamorise them?
Exactly. So let's just take a look then at this one, Serial, first of all, which is in the news big time this week, of course, because, you know, an awful lot of people seem to like that. Like, I mean, it's obviously not the first. You can go back 100 years to whatever, pre-Sherlock, whatever it is you want to go. But the point is that this is in a podcast world. It really did open the door, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's set up a particular style of podcast.
Yeah,
like, if you listen to it, it's very well done. It's like the kind of narrative style. It's got that very educated American accent, which is really common. I mean, most of the big ones are American. And there's like this, the structure in each story, or sort of they do the setup. They're very character driven. So they don't always necessarily start with like the crime. Sometimes they start with introducing us. And in Serial, we get introduced to the high school. Like, all of us can kind of picture where Hay and where Adnad went to school, in a way. And yeah, so I think it works really well in the podcast genre, better than it does on TV, because I don't know if you watch the TV versions then.
No.
Like, I'm not a fan of them, because I think it's a bit like when you read a really good book and then someone makes the movie and it ruins your idea of what you had. And sometimes it's easier to listen to them than to watch some of the more gruesome details as well.
Right, but don't forget, evidence at a trial is very sort of subject to really significant restraints as well. So it's very, like, I mean, you know, innocent until proven guilty and all the rest. And a lot of these skew the way they want to skew towards, don't they, really?
Oh, definitely. And with Serial, like, you, that was what was such a hook in it. And the same with West Cork, from one episode to the next, you're like, he did it, he didn't do it, he did it, he didn't do it. And, like, you know, you do become.
But do you think, like, that in the other ones that you were talking about, that each episode kind of follows this, you know, like there's a setup, there's a confrontation, and there is some kind of a resolution of some sort?
There is,
even
sometimes,
though it always hangs in the air and it's up to you.
And like, some of the other ones I've enjoyed because of how the story's been told, and because I think they're done respectfully. Like, one is like To Live and Die in LA, season one. And that was done by a Rolling Stones journalist. And you're like, kind of, what business does he have investigating? But that's one of the only podcasts where I remember the name of the victim, and I don't really remember.
I remember the name of the movie.
It was,
years and years ago. Hold on, what's To Live and Die in LA, the podcast?
So it's about Adea Shabney, and she was like a young girl who moved to Hollywood, Macedonian, and she was found dead. And he sort of, I won't give away too much because it's definitely worth a listen, but it has all the plots, twists, and there's infidelity, there's Macedonian mafia, there's a bit of everything in it. It's Hollywood adjacent, which to me always appeals as well. But in that, he really goes into the story of her, what happened to her, and not necessarily into the murderer. So, I mean, that's a kind of good version of it. But then there's other ones that you think they kind of glorify the murderer too much, that I'm not really into.
Yeah.
But kind of other murder ones I'd recommend would be, similar to that, is Death of a Starlet, which is about Dorothy Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a really good one.
I remember
one.
The story of Dorothy Stratton. I didn't know it was a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, there's it's only a short one, actually.
Peter Bogdanovich and all these directors were involved.
And they're
there.
All in it.
Yeah.
And Hugh Hefner. And actually, there's a new one coming out about Hugh Hefner called Power, which is, you don't know, there's crime-related. But yeah, The Death of a Starlet, that's six-parter. So that's a good one to get into it if you're like, I just want a little taster. You can listen to that in a weekend. Like, for some of these, they're so addictive. With West Cork, I spent the whole weekend listening to it. I rearranged my whole kitchen because I kept on finding excuses for things to do.
Yeah. Okay, well then tell us about some true crime podcasts that are worth listening to, I mean, besides these ones.
Well, those are sort of, I think that's what happened in the last like while, is the murder ones. And I hate to say, because you don't want to take away from the importance of all of them, that it's become a bit saturated. So there is a bit too much of that, and some of them are good and some of them are bad, and you find the style that you like. But I think more recently they've turned to scam podcasts, so there's been a lot of scam, fraud, crime.
Yeah, there have. We had the Lazarus heist on here on the radio, the people who made that, which was the cyber attacks on Sony, where they took all the names from Sony pictures and terrible stuff and emails and all the rest of it, etc. And then there was a Bangladesh bank involved, and then there was North Korean what do you call those guys who, like, I don't know, the people who steal your phone stuff from computers. Anyway, the point was, it was completely crazy. Like, it was just crazy.
And I started that and it didn't stick. And that's the thing about these, is they're so particular to your taste and what your hook is. Yeah. So it has to have something that appeals to you. The scam ones are brilliant that have been out recently. Like, the biggest one's probably the Fake Heiress, which was a BBC one about Anna Delvey, actually Anna Sorkin. And the podcast of that is way better than the TV versions. Although I am looking forward to the TV version coming out. I think Lena Dunham is behind it for
HBO. Another TV version.
Another one. Because the Netflix one wasn't great, even though I love Shonda Rhimes. The story was very laborious. Like, the podcast is much snappier and much better.
And the woman from Ozark played her.
Who was very good, very uncanny. Yeah. But another one that came out this last year, which is a huge hit, was Sweet Bobby. And this one, like, you have to listen to believe it. And that's it's a catfish scam about a Londoner called Carol Assey. And, like, you have to listen to it to believe it, because it kind of, she falls in love with someone she's never met over, 8 years. There's, 60 different characters involved. It's fascinating, and that's a very open-ended one as well. Like, there's no denying in the scam ones that, the scammer is scammed, so you do have more of a satisfaction at the end. But whether they get prosecuted or not, Anna Delvey is out on bail, we don't know. She's kind of out now, we think she's grand. With Sweet Bobby, we don't know what's going to happen. Another really good one is Chameleon, Hollywood Con Queen, and that was out, again, you have to listen to believe it. It was I won't give it away.
Tell us who the Hollywood con queen is.
You have to listen to it, because it's a real payoff to listen to it, but it's one of the weirdest, wildest scams I've ever heard. So the con artist pretends to be Hollywood executive and convinces security, actors, makeup artists to go to Jakarta for this movie role to put up their own money, and then they'll be reimbursed, and they're never reimbursed. And the con artist is doing this for years and so you've got this Hollywood adjacent story as well, which is fascinating to people.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of scam ones out there. Cryptocurrencies in the middle of half them.
The Crypto Queen is a really good one. Yeah. There's another one. I love anything about MLMs, the mid-level marketing. And we see a lot of that on Facebook now. And there's one called The Dream, which is really, really good. But any genre that you find, you can go into it. The other ones that...
So I'm just taking that down. MLMs. I'm supposed to know it, am I?
Mid-level marketing.
Mid-level marketing.
Amtrak, would have been there. Original. Not Amtrak, sorry. That's the...
there was one I was trying to think of as you were saying all that. And it was... there was a journalist who was killed with a car bomb in Malta or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
called... I listened to the first one. Who Killed Daphne?
Who Killed Daphne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
very
on my...
interesting, because it's not just that little incident. It goes off into all sorts of things.
And that's the thing. The best laid ones are the ones that twist and turn and are investigated really well and bring you on a different story. And some of the famous ones like that are the thing about Pam, and that's been made into... TV series as well, and that essentially starts about a murder case but turns into the story about Pam, who is this wild character, and that's definitely worth the listen.
Well, then hold on, do you think many true crime podcasts are dedicated to uncovering new evidence, if you like, maybe involving local communities, bringing the truth to light in the process as well?
Yes and no. I think that you can't go into
dangerous ground.
Yeah, I think you can't go into it thinking that you're going to do that, and maybe you'll look at things for the wrong reason. But one that has had a big effect is The Teacher's Pet, which is an Australian podcast, which is absolutely fascinating. And that was a 40-year-old case of a missing woman who was assumed murder, and her husband has been convicted now, only recently. And that's really, really good. The Australian newspaper, some places to look for them is the Wondery podcast. The Australian newspaper ones are brilliant, which is The Teacher's Pet. And then they've done another 20-part series on the trial. So you can listen to the whole kind of uncover the mystery.
But if there's a huge amount of interest in these kind of things, does that help to do what I mentioned earlier on, which is, maybe uncover new evidence kind of thing, and suddenly...
Yeah, I mean, I think with Serial is the hugest case, and why we're talking about it again today is you can't say that they can't say definitively that the journalist did it, but obviously it puts so much focus on it, and the prosecutors
Years was he in jail?
20 years.
20,
over 20 years. And that was the state attorney saying, hold on, we have found faults in your conviction. Oh, this conviction doesn't hold up. Now, he has 30 days at home now to decide whether they're going to have another trial or dismiss it. So I think a lot of people hope for that. And it will give a conclusion. But the sad thing about most of these is if it is an unsolved and we don't really know, the only person who ever knows what happened is the murderer and the victim.
Well, isn't there another 20-year one, In the Dark?
Yeah, and I haven't listened to that, but that would definitely come with very, very highly recommended listening. And that was about Curtis Flower, who was imprisoned for more than 20 years. And then again, his murder conviction was reversed by the US Supreme Court in 2019. That's on my list to listen to, but you sort of have to, some of them are such hard listens that sometimes you have to go for like a palate cleanser. You can't go straight from like one really dark emotional
podcast
to the next.
Hold on a second then. Are we just talking about that one there, A Miscarriage of Justice, and by the end of it we have a complete and absolute conclusion. He shouldn't have gone to jail for 20 years. He's now out of jail, and then maybe there's a postscript or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so that's finished. That's gone.
Yeah,
okay.
So some of them
have... It's not open-ended or anything.
No, right. Some of them have that satisfying ending and some of them don't. And I even hate using the word satisfying because, like, satisfying to who? It's not really to me. It's, you know.
What about Over My Dead Body?
Over My Dead Body, there's three series of that. The most recent one was Fox Lake, which I found really uncomfortable listening, but really good. And it's about an American police officer. And that's quite recent. Like, it was in kind of 2015. And he was sort of like seen as like everyone loved him. He was like this untouchable small town cop. And he was killed. So you think it's going to be about finding out what happened to him. But actually what it does is unfurls the whole story of him. And he was not the person that we should have had on our pedestal. And a lot of these are American, and a lot of them will tell us an awful lot about what we sort of know about America, but the faults in their legal system, like, in their policing system.
You can go kind of to the depths of depravity in these things. You can go also to the extremes of human behaviour, and then you can turn it off. Is that it?
You can. And you can listen to... These are all the very serious, serialised versions.
Yeah.
But then there's also the sort of lighthearted is the wrong word, but sort of darkly comedic versions of it, which is another way that I got into it. So I already mentioned like the Creep Dive, which is our Irish one, which is like absolutely worth a listen. Go back to the beginning of that. And every week they tell, there's three presenters and they each tell their true crime story or their story they found from the internet. And that gives you access then to new avenues to follow. And like that's... sort of follows in the path of My Favourite Murder, which is probably the most successful in the world, I think, of that genre. And they have had that podcast, I think, since like 2016, 2018. That's just two American women. They speak really conversationally, hilariously, darkly about murders. They tell famous murder stories, but they also tell hometown murders. So you can ring in or send them in an email in a story to them. They sell out. Their live shows sell out all over the world. They came to Ireland. I had a ticket, but I couldn't go. And they sold out the Bord Gáis three nights in a row. Like, so there's a huge appetite for it.
There's a huge appetite for something that's a very kind of depressing and sad subject. And like, there's a lot of victims right across the board, etc.
It is, but it's not new. Like, we've always kind of ingested like whodunits, murder, mystery, like right back to like Roman times, like Charles Dickens was serialized murder stories. Like, it's not, this is just a different way of sort of ingesting it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the one, the Hitchcock movie from like Black and White from years ago, where the uncle, whatever you call it, comes back and she finds out that he's a baddie and all the rest. But the two older people in the house, like the father and his friend, they're just into true crime the whole way along.
Yeah.
That's like 60, 70
and
years.
And even if you look back at like there's magazines. There was when I was a kid, I think my first version of it was I loved getting those unsolved murder books, the Unsolved Mysteries. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
you used
vaguely
to get those books out of the library and then you'd watch that in Sky.
Oh,
they've
yeah
all been revamped. So you can pick it on TV or podcast. Podcast is my favourite format. I don't know.
Okay, so in other words, the podcast that'll be made into TV shows like The Shrink Next Door or Dirty John or Fake Heiress and The Dropout, not as good.
I don't think so personally. Have you watched any?
I've watched The Dropout and I thought it was fantastic on the television because I thought your woman was amazing. What do you call her? Anna Seyfried or whatever. The other one, at least, and I also listened to the podcast, The Dropout. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought both are very good.
But I prefer the podcast.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Well, I mean, like the one on TV is a drama doc kind of, you know.
Yeah, but I think that that's a fascinating story. If anyone hasn't listened to or watched The Dropout, like they should, because even when you're...
It's one of the most fascinating stories of the last 10 years in America, yeah.
You're listening to it with your hands over your eyes nearly. You're like, how is she going to get away with this? You're kind of building her...
And by the way, we don't know yet.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's still things to go.
I think she hasn't been sentenced yet.
No, and your man, too, Sonny Bulwani, her partner kind of guy, he was found guilty about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but hasn't been sentenced yet. So we'll see what happens there.
But I do think that fraud thing is still very much of the moment.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's happened more recently is that I do want to mention two other Irish ones that are in two different genres, but they are Irish-centric, is Where Is George Gibney? Is an absolutely incredible, incredible piece of journalism. Mark Hogan from... Horgan from the Second Captains.
And very disturbing.
Yeah, that one is hard to listen to. But again, it's done good in that a lot of more victims have come forward and you know, it's put another focus on the story. And then another amazing Irish one, which is really hard to listen to, is The Witness.
I've heard of this.
Which,
it's brilliant.
Yeah, which is Joey O'Callaghan. And in his own words, it's based on the Nicola Tallant book. And she obviously is a crime journalist in Ireland. She has like a lot of podcast content. If you want to listen to the grimy, gritty world of like Irish crime, she has covered nearly everything.
Let's take a look at the postscript of what happens afterwards. And it's the what happens afterwards that's huge, isn't it? People take into online forums to kind of deep dive even further, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and onto Reddit, like if you go onto Reddit, like at any given time, there's like, I don't know, 750,000. It will say like detectives logged in. So, and then there'll be like all different like cases open, and you can really, I try and avoid that. I'm like, I'm a little bit fickle. I listen to it, I get really into it. While I'm listening to it, I'm obsessed with it. I'm telling everybody else, listen to this, listen to this. And then I move on to the next one.
Well, moving on to the next one, what is next for true crime podcasts?
Well, I think there's definitely going to be more of the fraud and scam stuff. I think there's only seen the start of that. There's loads more stories to come out. But what I'm kind of interested in now is, because it's been around for a decade, the kind of satire that we're seeing of it. So I don't know if you've heard of Disney. It's on Disney at the moment. Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, I saw the first four or five programmes and like everybody loves it. And I know the second series now and the third one coming sometime soon.
Like if you have
not
listened.
Not totally done it for me. Who is it? Selena Gomez is the
Selena
one with the other two. Yeah,
but I would just watch like Martin Short and Steve Martin forever. Right. Yeah, they're brilliant. Yeah. But Selena Gomez is brilliant in it as well. And like, if you've watched true crime, you're getting every single in joke. Like even the music at the start is so similar to the music at the start of Serial.
Right.
And the Tina Fey character in it is just like absolutely brilliant. So I think there's going to be more of that. I know there's another movie coming out this year made by BJ Novak, who you might know Ryan from The Office, or I know him as Mindy Kaling's best friend. And he's got a kind of feature length movie called Vengeance. And that's about a kind of a dark comedy about a journalist who he's maybe flailing in his career and goes home to solve a murder. He's going to start a podcast. So I think that's going to be a satirical, dark look at our obsession. And there's another one coming out, which is more of an indie flick called Susie Searches. And that's about a college student with a podcast who decides to investigate when her like rival goes missing. And that's kind of, so they're all satirical looks on it. So when you're watching it, you're getting the in jokes. You're going, that reminds me of this. There's all those little true crime podcast Easter eggs hidden within them.
Okay, well then just like finally from your point of view, be honest, like, you know, prurient and whatever it might be. Do you think the best ones kind of keep you on the edge of your seat with twists, turns, etc.?
Yeah. Like, and for me, I think you have to find the ones that appeal to you. For me, I like, you know, anything that's got like a Hollywood, like American slant to it. I love the Australian ones, but they have to have mystery and they have to have good storytelling, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of them out there. So you have to like waft through them and find the style that suits you. But the thing is, when you're listening to one, there's ads constantly through them, and that will be advertising the next one they think they should listen to. So much like when you're on Instagram, whatever, the algorithm knows what you want to buy. Like you're listening, they know what you want to listen to next. So they're kind of trying to drag you in that way. So I say, you know, follow and you will find like your genre that suits you. There's loads out there.
True crime podcaster extraordinaire person and food writer Ali Dunworth. Ali, thanks a million for dropping in.
Thank you.
Very good. Dave Fanning on 2FM.